This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. Operators to assist with both the 80-metre and 40-metre broadcast relays are urgently needed. Due to some current operators' circumstances changing and others temporarily unavailable, there will be limited broadcasts on 80 and 40 during May and June and possibly beyond. If you can assist, please contact Peter, VK5PX, via email, vk5px at wia.org.au, or contact him on his mobile 0412 603 807 so that a roster can be organised. Unfortunately, if more operators do not come forward, there is a possibility that one or both relays will have to be suspended indefinitely. If you can help, please let Peter, VK5PX, know via email, vk5px at wia.org.au, or contact him on his mobile 0412 603 807 so that these relays can continue.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, then right now the Project Horus launch team is up at the Mount Barker High School Oval preparing to perform a high-altitude balloon launch, though a bit smaller than the one we'd originally planned for. Unfortunately, due to poor weather conditions, we won't be launching the imagery payload today. Cloud cover and difficult flight path predictions mean that we'll be delaying that launch until next weekend. However, since we've spent the effort getting our launch approvals in place, we're still going to perform a telemetry-only launch this morning. This will be flying a telemetry tracker beaconing on 434.2 MHz with a planned launch time of 10 a.m. Tracking of today's flight will be available on the new Sondhub Amateur Tracker at amateur.sondhub.org. Amateurs in the Adelaide and Central SA region can get involved with the flight through receiving and uploading flight telemetry from our 70cm tracking beacon. Every piece of telemetry data is valuable to the flight tracking and recovery teams, so if you can help join the distributed receiver network, you'll be making an important contribution to the flight. If you've never received telemetry from a Project Horus launch before, this is a great opportunity to give it a go. The telemetry software is easy to set up, and you can even receive with as little as a cheap RTL-SDR and whip antenna. Information on how to receive telemetry, along with links to the tracking pages, are all available on the AREG website at areg.org.au. The flight will be in the air for about 2 hours from 10 a.m, so plenty of time to download the software and give it a go. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday was the fifth Friday lunch, and it was at high noon at the Highlander Hotel. And we got a very good crowd there, and all had a very enjoyable lunch, plus a lot of socialising as well. So everybody enjoyed themselves, and yes, there won't be another fifth Friday until the 29th of July. So we'll have to tighten our belts until that time. Now, the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club is on the very auspicious date of Friday the 13th of May. And on that night, Paul, VK5PAS, will give us a history of the detective branch of the South Australian Police Force, and plus he will relay a number of his personal experiences in that force as well. So that should be a very informative night. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start for this very interesting lecture by Paul, VK5PAS. Now, the Coffee Corona Club Net is still going on. Every Wednesday is at 9 a.m. on the Hilton Repeater. And that's followed by the Real Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. So come along and enjoy either the net on the Houghton Repeater or the coffee club at the library, or why not enjoy them both. And the FTroopNet is still marching on strongly, and that's on at 5 p.m. every Fridays on the Link Repeater Network. And everybody's welcome to come along and have a chat on the FTroopNet. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s, and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. First up this week, I would like to pay tribute to four blokes who go about their voluntary task each week with very little thanks or recognition. Ben, VK5BB, Brian, VK5VictorIndia, Charlie, VK5KDK, and Phil, VK5SierraRomeoPopper, spend time each week collecting, collating and editing the club news recordings into our local VK5 news segment. Occasionally they even have to email or ring forgetful contributors when they realise that they have not received this week's effort from a club contributor. A very big thank you to these fellas for an outstanding contribution to our hobby over many years. And now to the Surge Annual Convention, and please pay attention. This year marks a radical change in the format of our annual convention, and we do not wish any possible visitors to be disappointed. The convention this year will be in two parts as usual. 1. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships will be held, as usual, over the Saturday and Sunday. 2. The convention will be held in the Scout Hall on Sunday only, when we'll have food at lunchtime, the homebrew competition, door prize, trading tables, presentations, talks prior to the Sunday evening meal, and then the usual raffle and social fun. We're hoping the homebrew competition will be a good one, as there have been 3 years since the last and an opportunity for a lot of projects built in the interim. We're currently working on the prizes for that, the door prize and the raffle. Some things we know. We've decided to hold the fox hunts as usual over the 2 days. The program for that will hopefully be on the website in the next week or two. But the hall will be open only on Sunday the 12th of June. We will concentrate our hall efforts to that day much the same as other conventions. The program, traders set up at 8:30 a.m, hall open to the general public at 9:30 a.m. Lunchtime catering from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m, homebrew competition, presentations, talks and evening meal. Close when the dinner is completed. Bookings for dinners will be via the Surge Convention, that's one word, surgeconvention@gmail.com address, and direct deposit to the club bank account. Email for details. In the event of illness or other significant problem preventing attendance, money will be refunded. Dinner bookings will be required, please, by Monday the 31st of May 2022 to help with catering. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australians Committee. The next Wison South Australia social get-together will be the annual AGM on Saturday the 7th of May, which is next Saturday, down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, along with a free barbecue and drinks, with doors opening from 10 a.m. on the day. We are seeking applications for persons to come and join our dynamic and motivated committee to assist us with taking the Wison into the future. If you want to come and join us on the journey as a committee member, then either complete the form in the current newsletter or contact me via email at vk5lsb@waa.org.au, and I'll send you an application form to join us on the committee. I say again, my email address is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and we look forward to you becoming a member of the WISE Australian Dynamic Committee. We'll also be taking photos of WISE and SA members on the day for our new and exciting identification discount card that will release very shortly, so you don't want to miss out on that. WISE South Australia is also seeking more volunteers to assist in the radio communications and logistic support for the upcoming Rally to the Heartland, which is being held on the 3rd to the 5th of June 2022 at Burra in the Mid-North and surrounds. And this is an event not to be missed, so if you are interested in assisting this event, please contact me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and look forward to volunteering alongside of you. And a financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all WISE South Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The WISE and South Australian Radio Net is regularly held on the first Sunday of each month, with the next net to be held Sunday the 1st of May, which is tonight. This net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Repeater Network from 2000 hours. And everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And you don't have to be a WISE member either to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by WISE South Australian Committee member Tony Green, VK5FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves on Sunday, tonight, at 2000 hours local time. So just recapping on those dates for the next WISE and Social Get Together and Free Barbecue will be held on Saturday the 7th of May, which is also our AGM, and also photos to be taken for our new identification and discount card. Tonight at 2000 hours, the WISE Australian Net on the Central Adelaide Repeater Network at 2000 hours is to be held. On the 3rd to the 5th of June, the Rally of the Heartland at Burra. This has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening, stay safe and free until next we meet. Cheers all.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil with the AHARS news for the 1st of May 2022. The brunch at the Shack last Saturday was successful, with 17 people turning up for brunch. At the next general meeting on the 19th of May, Dean, VK5LB, will show and tell us about antenna tuning units he has made. Sorry to Dean, he must have missed my message about the change of speaker for the night. He is the speaker for the May meeting. Thank you if you're one of the people who have volunteered to do a session at a general meeting. Presentations usually last about 45 minutes to 1 hour and can be radio and electronics, subjects or general interest topics. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we now meet, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as it's available. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 13th of May at 12 noon, and the next social gathering at the shack will be on Saturday the 14th of May at 10 a.m. We are going to start all future Saturday morning sessions at 10 o'clock. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the Shack on the fourth Saturday soon. I have some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at the general meetings. One of the two of the topics will be more appropriate for a technical session at the Shack. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe, stay away from COVID. Phil, VK5SRP.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.